8:13 Monday morning on East Coast Breakfast. Halsey without me. Before that, Bruno Mars with the help of David Guetta. Versace on the floor right here on East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And joining us on the line is the winner of the Comrades Marathon Women, Gerda Steyn. Good morning, Gerda.
Morning. How are you doing?
Lekker, man. You're joined by Darren Moore and
Kerry Miller. Good morning, Gerda. Congratulations.
Morning, Kerry. Thank you so much.
You have made all women in the world very, very happy. Yeah, wow, wow.
You're a little bit of amazing,
Thank
eh?
you. That is really, really amazing. I can't so believe it. I think I still need a few days for it to begin.
But how, we always ask this of Comrades Runners. How are you feeling like the day after running the ultra marathon? I mean, you're a marathon winner. You've won the Old Mutual Two Oceans, and this is what you do. You're considering the Olympics. You're a bona fide runner. You're a real runner. How do you feel on a Monday after, like if people say that they can't go to work? Do you understand?
Yeah, no. I think winning the Comrades Marathon. I mean, I don't think there can be anything bigger than that for me. That I really, really mean it when I say it's a dream come true. 4-5 years ago, I started as a social runner, and I was looking at this race thinking, how on earth do people even do this? So,
5 years ago,
being the winner today, I cannot tell you, I cannot describe in words how I feel today. I'm so honored and I'm so humbled by this, and I will remember this for the rest of my life.
I'm sure.
Gerda, some of my friends who ran, granted their time was about 2 or 3 times longer than yours, they were just very excited to get home and eat something. What did you eat when you'd done running yesterday?
My goodness, I couldn't stop eating. We had a nice braai here at the hotel with the team, and I think I filled my plate 3 times. And even so, it just feels like it just goes through. It doesn't even touch the sides. So I think it will stay. The hunger will normally stay for about a week. After that, it settles down.
Yeah, well, you've literally burnt every single calorie in your body.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Now,
but at least you don't have to feel guilty.
Exactly. Guilt-free eating. Now, did you, in your mind, right, did you think that you could do a sub 6 hour on the up run?
My training went really well. And I saw constant improvement in my training. After 2 Oceans earlier this year, even then I had a bit of a jump in my fitness, and I could see it, but to be honest, it's hard to tell because I'm constantly improving until now. I've been constantly improving until now, so it's hard to know what is specifically I can do or not do because I don't really have any reference, history reference, but I did think it's possible. I looked at the record and I thought, it's been stunning for a long, long time. In the past, we had incredible talent coming through, runners who've got marathon times of around 2 hours, 30 minutes, or even under. And for the recent years, we've not really seen athletes of that caliber. Only until last year and this year that we see now local and international talent just improving the whole. Yes, the quality of the field, and I knew that it should be possible on a good day, but it's not that it wasn't my number one goal. So yeah, I'm very, very happy about that.
It was a good day.
You were just talking about the record now. I mean, that uprun record has been sitting there since 2006. So I mean, we've got a good 13 years of that record. You broke it by 11 minutes. You are known for running these long races with a beautiful smile on your face as if it's just nothing. You were smiling almost the whole race until Polly Shorts. So you got a little bit more serious than Polly Shorts. What was going through your mind there, Polly Shorts? Is it as bad as we all hear it is, you know, for those of us who don't run?
No, I think definitely that is a very good explanation of my race. Everything was fine until Polly Shorts. It was very tough, but the 5 heels, although there's more than 5, but the 5 big heels, I think also it's sort of a mental battle. You set out to conquer the 5 big heels, and it's just natural that when you get to number 5 or 5, your body sort of tells you, okay, you promised me it's going to be 5 and here we are, so now what? Yeah. I think I want to race now. So, yeah, things got serious and stuff. But, you know, that's the nature of this course, and it's challenging. It's the ultimate human race. It's never going to be easy, whether it happens early on to the race or later in them. So you prepare for that. And it's the same for me and any other runner who's conquered this race yesterday. You prepare for the hard times as well, even though you try to soak in as much as you possibly can while you're feeling good. So I was still able to move. Yes, I slowed a little bit after 40 shots, but I knew I was safe with the win, number one. And then also the record. I knew that I had quite a few minutes to spare. But managing under 6 hours was just a cherry on top. It was just incredible. I'm so, so grateful for that.
Everyone's talking about you. You're an absolute inspiration in running. And also the fact that, you were the first woman, but you came in 17th overall. You're closing that gap between men and women. And then I heard a rumor that this might be your last comrades. Is that true?
No, it won't be my last, comrades. I have to do it again. I can't stop now. Comrades is part of my soul. It is part of who I am at the moment. There's not a day in my life that goes by that I don't think of the Comrades Marathon and winning it. But yes, I do have other goals as well. I am thinking of trying at least to qualify for the Olympics in 2020, which might mean taking a year break or just, you know, a gap. But saying I won't do comrades again is definitely, I will definitely be back. I can't stop thinking about this race. And I think there's also still more to give. And I think we entered the new era and I want to be a part of it.
Gerda, all the best for the Olympics. We look forward to seeing you smiling and running at another Comrades Marathon. From all of us.
Thank you so much.
You're well done. Congratulations and enjoy your success, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you
a
so
lot.
Much.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019
East Coast Breakfast.